Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Deaney's here, too. John's a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He is the leading tab boards franchisee on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always love to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. John, I've been telling my audience for a long time now that, as you know very well, that we cover, on this show, we cover the full-time continuum of business ownership, from when you have an idea in your head and you want to start thinking about starting a business, to when you launch it, to when you grow it, to when it becomes mature, and to when you divest. And even though a lot of people don't think about it very much when they own a business, it's important to realize, as you point out all the time, that we're all going to divest ourselves of our businesses one way or the other one day in the future. And it's never a bad time to start thinking about how that would look. What do you think?
Oh, no. As we say, sooner or later, every business owner is going to leave the business, whether you plan it or not. You know,
that's right.
That time comes voluntarily or involuntarily. It's a heck of a lot better if you can do it on your own terms and in your own time frame. It, you know, is for most of us the largest financial transaction we're going to make in our lives.
Well, and the good news is that you should run your business every day as if you were going to sell it, because that's the best way to run your business, isn't it? I mean, if you run your business optimized to sell, you'll run your business optimized for success, won't you?
Absolutely. I mean, business owners call me in all the time and say, I'm thinking of getting ready to sell. What should I do to make my company worth more? And the answer is very simple. Exactly what you should be doing every day. You know, we're building a business with systems that got stable income that doesn't require you to be there every second of every day is exactly what a buyer is going to be looking for.
Yeah, that thing doesn't require you to be there every day. That's a real challenge for most small business owners, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, we usually become business people because we're, I won't say better, let's say more talented or more ambitious or harder working than the people around us, and we decide to do it for ourselves. And once we get in the role of the chief decision maker and the chief creator and the chief idea generator, for most of us it's difficult to step back from that role. But long-term success requires that we don't do all of that, or our company can't survive without us.
Right. Well, one of the things that I say, of course, fundamentally, if you're going to be successful in your business, it's probably because you love your business. You love being in your business. You love doing business in your business. And you know, I'm that way, John. I love my business. I love being at work. I love what I do. I always have. And even when I wasn't doing exactly what I'm doing now, I love it. But at the same time, what I think we have to do as business owners, even if we love our business, we have to fire ourselves from a job that we know very well, that we can hand off to somebody else, fire ourselves and promote ourselves to another job that nobody else can do. We have to continually do that, don't we?
That's an excellent term, Jim. And when we make that decision, things aren't going to be done as well as we do them ourselves. But unless we learn to accept that and bring other people along, we're going to be stuck in that central position, you know, one of the things we say is the more you work in your business, the less it is worth. When I go in to talk to somebody,
Say that again, John. Folks, this is the essence of what we're talking about here. Say it again, John.
The more you work in your business, the less it is worth.
Tell us what that means.
When I go in to talk to a business owner, you know, I quiz them on how the business runs. You know, who makes most of the sales? I do. Who makes all the decisions? I do. Who reviews all the spending and signs every check? I do. Who does all the hiring and firing? I do. Who trains all the new people? I do. I'm sorry.
How about this? What would your customers do if you weren't here anymore?
Oh, they're all very loyal to me. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That means, you know, and I look them straight in the eye and I say, now, who can step in and do this job? Who can I take from outside that would pay you money for the opportunity to watch everything fall apart the second you walk out the door?
Because they're going to pay you for forward earnings potential. Right, John?
Yeah, well, it's...
Some of what they're going to pay you for, some of your price that you're hoping to get to maximize the price, is going to be forward earnings potential.
Yes. And every buyer believes that he is smarter than every seller. Otherwise, they wouldn't be buying your business. Right. You know, they think they're going to take what you've done and do better. That's why they're willing to pay money for the opportunity. But if they're convinced that they can't come in on day one and accomplish a fraction of what you accomplish in a day, they're going to move on and find some business where they can.
Well, that's right. And the other thing is, the more you accomplish what John's talking about, the more you get to the point where you don't have to be there for everything that happens. The customers respond to your employees. Decisions can be made without you. You know, obviously, you're going to be involved. You're part of the check and balance, but you could actually take off a month and be sick or hurt or vacationing, and the business would be fine. The more you can do that, not only is the more your business more likely to be worth something to an outside buyer or a third party, but the more likely it is to be a possibility that another group of people could buy that you know very well. And we come back after these messages. I'm going to get John to talk to us about that. There's another really special group that you might want to consider purchasing your business from you. John, give us your website. Tell folks how they can find out about your work.
The easiest place to find me is by my name, johnfdini.com.
JohnFDini, D-I-N-I.com. Check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.